a psalm of Asaph, and a song. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the arrows of the bow, the shield, and the sword of battle. Selah. You are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted were plundered. They have sunk into their sleep, and none of the mighty men have found the use of their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and the horse were cast into a deep sleep. You yourself are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence when once you are angry? You caused judgment to be heard from the heaven. The earth feared and was still. When God arose to judgment to deliver all the oppressed of the earth, Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. With the remainder of wrath you shall gird yourself. Make vows to the Lord your God and pay them. Let all who are around him bring presents to him who ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is awesome to the kings of the earth. Amen. Just out of curiosity, and I'm not asking for a show of hands, after a couple weeks ago when I talked about the similarities between the book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse of St. John, and this section of Psalms and the section of Isaiah we were looking at, did anybody look it up or go back and read that? Would have been useful, instructive, but okay. Remember what I've been talking about in this section of Psalms here, and how I related that to the book of Isaiah, the promise of the Lord to bring the Redeemer. And looking in the Gospels and again in the book of Revelation, how we see that Jesus the Christ, after he did his job on earth and was raised from the dead, after his ascension into heaven, he was seated at the right hand of the Father and began his reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We've been looking in this section of Psalms at that, I believe, and we've been looking at that again, the promise of that coming in the book of Isaiah. In Psalm 74, we saw a plea for those on earth, crying out to God to send the Redeemer, to send the one who would go to this remnant nation, the last little bit of faithful people on the earth, and protect them and restore them. In Psalm 75, last week, you looked at Jesus himself telling how he's going to do the job. When I choose the proper time, I will judge uprightly, the Lord said. And how he came to his people and promised to bring them up, to protect them and bring them back to himself and to reestablish the godly in the world. And here in Psalm 76, rather than seeing it from the poor people's view here on earth, or last week, you looked at it from God's point of view, God's perspective itself. Here in Psalm 76, we see from, again, the outside looking at the promise that's coming, the majesty of God in judgment. And again, don't relate this just to some small thing that was happening in Israel back in the old days, but look at the book of Revelation, how the remnant nation of Israel was then spread across the world as the gospel went to the earth. And it starts in Judah, God is known. And at the time, that was really the only place. His name was great, is great in Israel, and Salem is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. He has established his nation there, his tabernacle, where he sat on the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant. There he broke the arrows of the bow and the shield and sword of battle, Selah. Now, war hadn't ceased at that time when this psalm was given. But this is what the people were given to sing. And the point here is that he had definitively established himself and the peace of the gospel there on the land. Peace between himself and man. And judgment was forestalled at the mercy seat. Looking at him then from the point of view of the church, you are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted were plundered. And you see where the strong men of earth have been put down, made of nothing in front of God. When it says the chariot and the horse were cast into a deep sleep, your mind ought to go back to when the Red Sea came upon Pharaoh's army and they were destroyed. You yourself are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence when once you are angry? Children, anyone here who does not know Jesus and is not found in the gospel, you need to think about this. Who may stand in his presence when you are angry? And nations who would mock and put down this God, or who would say that we have a freedom to sin but not a freedom to do what's right, as has been in the news lately. need to think about this, because God will not be mocked. You caused judgments to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to deliver all the oppressed of the earth, Selah. And again, I believe this is looking forward to when Jesus in the gospel went to the nations and all the oppressed, not just those of Israel, were delivered. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. With the remainder of wrath, you shall gird yourself. Even the wrath of man praises God and shows his glory and might to the nation. And now this, again, this comes from within the church. And this statement then goes to those who know the Lord. Make your vows to the Lord your God and pay them. Let all who are around him bring presents to him who ought to be feared. And again, you think of the wise men bringing gifts to Jesus there on earth. But even then, throughout the Psalms and other places in the Bible, you see the princes of the earth bringing offerings. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is awesome to the kings of the earth. And the gospel and the rule of Jesus, the rule of God, will be established throughout the earth. So here we have the same message from a different perspective, again, showing the might and the glory of our God. And we'll sing this, and we'll sing the first part, Psalm 76a.